Welcome back to Inside Agriculture, visiting with Ag Committee Chair for the U.S. House of Representatives, Pennsylvania's Glenn G.T. Thompson, on the subject of the death tax.
And so that will be a part of this budget reconciliation. Then you look at, you know, your ability to make purchases and to be able to, you know, the deductions that you'll be able to do like we've done in the past, and in terms of capital investments. And let's face it, American farmers, what do we say? It's asset rich and cash poor. And so being able to invest more in those assets is really a good thing. And being able to keep more of their own tax money is a good thing from the cash perspective as well. I think there's also going to be a fix in there. It looks like I'm on the Education Workforce Committee, senior member, and it looks like we've got a fix in there to the whole issue of educational funding. There was, under the Biden administration, there was a move to have your determination based on your assets. Well, that doesn't work for agriculture. You may have lots of assets that you could liquidate, but if you liquidate them, you're not a farmer or a rancher anymore. And that was a terrible move under the last administration. That all gets corrected this time around. So there's just there. Plus the fact that we're looking to put some good heavy lifts into budget reconciliation next week. Investments, you know, where we're investing more dollars, to the fact that we are investing more dollars in certain areas. And I'll give you one example is trade, doubling of trade, a vehicle that we will be marking up next week that will address some of those significant investments, which will leave us with Ben, I got to come up with a better name than skinny farm bill. Now, it is a down payment on the farm bill. That's why he's the communications guy. Yeah, it is a great down payment on the farm bill, which will allow the remaining portion to be an important part that we can't put in budget reconciliation. We can be able to get those done in a very affordable way. So the pay-fors that we use, you know, they won't be shouldn't be controversial. So this farm bill even the pieces that we will move into budget reconciliation are strongly bipartisan, strongly tripartisan. Republicans, Democrats, and quite frankly, the agriculture industry itself. I mean, that was the fruits from traveling the nation, you know, and all those different states won territory. And so I will say my friends across the aisle should know what it feels like to have to rob Peter to pay Paul, because they've done that in the past. They robbed Title I funds in order to invest in. Now, it was split, those monies. Now we're going back prior to my arrival here, my election in 2008. They took money out of Title I for nutrition and a little bit for conservation as well. So it was kind of both sides of the coin, you know. And we're not robbing anything. In terms of the pay-fors that we're looking at, and we're not finalized on them yet, so we're not really releasing them. That text, I think, will have to come out, I suspect, by the end of the week, because we really only have Tuesday and Wednesday to work with. There's somewhat of a deadline, midnight on Wednesday, to get all this done. It'll be out soon enough, and you'll see that these are program integrity measures, which are all designed to make the programs work better, to work according to what the intent of Congress is, to be able to really better serve on the nutrition side, better serve, you know, the people that are waking up in poverty, the people that are waking up and are sitting around their breakfast table, the, you know, the mom and the dad just fretting about, where's your food going to come from? You know, where's the opportunity for work? You know, is this... Because the American promise was based on the dignity of work, and that's what we do in the Farm Bill, and that's what we'll actually improve with program integrity measures as we look at the different pay-fors. It's not a punishment. It's an enhancement, and in the end, it will help more people achieve the American dream, which really only comes through the dignity of work. And by the way, while they're in that process, we're going to supplement their nutrition needs. You know, in the past, the more that actually somebody stood up and said, maybe they at that breakfast table, they had a resolve. They were they're going to do better. They're going out and they're going to find this job. And right now they're dependent on SNAP. They're dependent on their church. They're dependent on food banks and food pantries and family members to get by. I remember that starting out. We never went to my in-laws without bringing back a bag of groceries, you know. What we're doing for the first time with SNAP is we're somewhat eliminating at least some of the poverty cliff. Because the more that you do marginally better, and guess what? They pull the rug out from underneath you. You lose all your benefits. So let's say you're a single mom and you got a couple small kids. You're not going to take that chance, are you? I mean, you do it for yourself, but to risk it for those little babies, you're not going to do it. So we're changing the rules of the game with improving program integrity.
However, Glenn G.T. Thompson, chair of the House Ag Committee's colleagues across the aisle, as he calls them, disagree. And we'll hear from Angie Craig, 2nd District Congresswoman from Minnesota, right after we check the weather forecast next on Inside Agriculture.